This is part four of a licensing agreement between SkyCorp and EarthLab International, Inc., drafted August 23, 1993 by Z. Charnel. I'm now on page 10 of 26, and I'm starting with Article 3, heading Conversion of License from Non-Exclusive to Exclusive in Areas of Territory. Number 12, conversion in proportion to payment of royalty. As the licensor receives payment of further installments of the royalty payable hereunder, the licensee becomes entitled to proportionally specify areas in the territory containing numbers of ordinarily resident persons that do not exceed in proportion to the 462,384,000 persons estimated in Schedule B to reside in the territory, the proportion that the aggregate amount of royalty received by the licensor bears to the full royalty of US$113,200,000 payable by the licensee hereunder as areas in which the licensee and or its sublicensee is or are the exclusive licensee or licensees. The total number of persons estimated to be ordinarily residing within each country in the territory is set out in Schedule B to this agreement and was determined using the computer program Mac Globe and most recent world atlases. For purposes of proportionally designated areas of the territory as areas within national boundaries in which the license enjoyed is an exclusive license, the population residing in each such area shall be determined at the time of its designation using detailed estimates of the population resident in the area from the most recently available census figures compiled by the relevant National Census Bureau. Number 13. Specifying areas of exclusivity in territory. On each quarterly date after the 5th day of December 1993, for payment of an installment of the royalty, upon payment of the relevant quarterly installment of the royalty, and so long as no event of non-performance has occurred and is continuing, the licensee may specify as areas of exclusivity areas in the territory not previously specified as exclusive, having aggregate populations that, together with the aggregate populations in all previously specified areas of exclusivity, do not exceed the total population of the territory, multiplied by the fraction of the royalty of US$13,200,000 that has been paid by licensee. To specify an area in which its license shall be an exclusive license, licensee must A. notify licensor that it specifies the area as an area of exclusivity, and B. provide licensor with evidence in form and substance satisfactory to licensor 1. designating the geographic boundaries of the specified area, and 2. establishing the population ordinarily resident within said geographic boundaries. Number 14. Limitation on area that may be specified as exclusive. At no time may licensor specify areas in the territory in which its license shall be exclusive that contain aggregate number of persons ordinarily resident which, expressed as a percentage of the aggregate numbers of persons resident in the territory, would exceed the percentage that the aggregate installments of the royalty received by the licensor is of the full royalty of US$13,200,000. Demographics, birth rate, migration, refugees within licensed territory, from beyond licensed or option territory. Number 15. Consequences of exclusivity. So long as no event of non-performance has occurred and is continuing, the consequence of the licensee designating an area within the territory as an area in which the license is exclusive is as follows. 15.1. To licensee. The licensee's designation of the license herein as being an exclusive license in a specified area subjects the licensee and or its sublicensee or licensees operating within the specified area to the requirement that after the first month they properly use CSC Formula 23.1 to treat concrete and cementitious structures in the specified area at the rate of 200 liters per month per 80,000 population in the specified area. 15.2. To licensor. The licensee's designation of the license herein as being an exclusive license in a specified area subjects the licensor to the requirements 15.2.1 that within 30 days it shall deliver to licensee duly signed unconditional releases from any and all holders of licenses and sublicenses to use the concrete methodology in the specified area. 15.2.2 that it not grant any license to use the concrete methodology in the specified area. 16. Loss of exclusive license. To maintain the license hereunder as exclusive in a specified area of exclusivity after the first month, the licensee and or its sublicensees must properly use CSC Formula 23.1 to treat concrete and cementitious structures in the specified area at the rate of 200 liters per month per 80,000 of population in the specified area. Failure to do so will result in loss of exclusivity in the specified area. 17. Exclusivity. As used in this agreement, exclusivity means licensee or its sublicensee may exclude all except licensor's existing licensees in the territory, being Concrete Sciences International, Inc., licensed throughout the territory, and other grandfathered entities from using the concrete methodology to apply CSC Formula 23.1. Other grandfathered entities means entities notified by licensor to licensee to be licensees in good standing in areas within the territory as at the date of this agreement. Licensor shall assign to licensee the benefits under its license agreements with other grandfathered entities. Other grandfathered entities shall become sublicensees if licensee and licensee agrees accordingly. Licensor agrees to ensure that Concrete Sciences International, Inc. is prohibited by the terms of its license from competing with licensee or its sublicensees in areas designated as exclusive pursuant to this agreement. Now I'm on article number 3, and the title is royalty. Number 18, royalty payable in quarterly installments. In consideration for the license granted in article 1, licensee agrees to pay and shall pay to or to the order of licensor the aggregate royalty of $13,200,000 United States dollars determined using a fee of $4,400 U.S. dollars per applicator trained, certified, and sublicensed, and 3,000 applicators to have been trained, certified, and sublicensed by licensee within 66 months, after entering into this agreement.